Beyond Performance: How Great Organizations Build Ultimate Competitive Advantage. Authors: Scott Keller and Colin Price. Performance and Health. Performance is what an enterprise delivers to its stakeholders in financial and operational terms, evaluated through such measures as net operating profit, return on capital employed, total returns to shareholders, net operating costs, and stock turn. Health is the ability of an organization to align, execute, and renew itself faster than the competition so that it can sustain exceptional performance over time. Transformations that ignore health and focus only on performance are 1.5 times more likely to fail in the long run. The good news here is that research and experience both tell us that performance and health are not in conflict, but are complementary. Recruiting promising new members will help it perform better in the future. In turn, performing better will make it easier to recruit new members and secure financial backing. A team that performs well this year is a product of superior financing, recruitment, and training in the past. In this way, paying attention to performance and health creates a virtuous cycle of sustained excellence over time. Both performance and health require action today, even though returns on investments in health may not materialize for many years. The 5 frames of performance and health. If achieving sustained excellence means paying close attention to performance and health, how can leaders bring about significant and mutually reinforcing improvements on both these fronts at the same time? The answer is to follow a structured process designed to transform performance and health in an integrated manner, which we describe in terms of 5 basic questions that need to be answered in order to make change happen. Each question is summed up in a word beginning with the letter A. And so the 5 stages in the process are collectively known as the 5 A's. 1. Aspire. The aspirations your organization chooses will depend to a greater extent on your starting point. They will also depend on your industry or sector. There are 3 lessons that almost any organization can apply when setting its performance targets. Focus on your medium-term future, balance facts and intuition, and set tough but achievable goals. 2. Assess. For most leaders, once they've set their performance and health goals, it's tempting to move straight into action. In our experience, this is seldom wise and often counterproductive. Organizations that succeed in their change efforts take the extra time to assess how ready they are for change. That means working out whether they have the capabilities and mindsets to fulfill their performance and health aspirations. It can be helpful to think of capabilities as your organization's skill and your mindsets as its will, capabilities that matter. Assessing the capability platform of your organization takes place in a 2-step process. Determining the capabilities that matter most in terms of your performance aspirations, and then evaluating the state of these capabilities in your organization today. Having decided which capabilities are strategically important for achieving your aspiration, you can then undertake a structured inquiry into the current state of these capabilities in your organization. Objectivity is vital. You'll need to conduct a thorough analysis to determine how far your capabilities secure cost advantages or deliver superior products and services. You'll also need to establish whether the capabilities are truly institutional, in other words, embedded as a permanent feature of your organization. Identifying the symptoms of health. As with our personal health, this isn't always simple. However, experience can tell us, or our doctor, where to look. And with organizational health, the place to look is at the underlying mindsets. Mindsets drive behaviors, and behaviors either support or obstruct the management practices that lead to good or bad organizational health. We defined mindset quite simply as a fixed mental attitude or outlook that predetermines how people interpret situations and respond to them. In an organization, the interactions between members, leaders, and the external environment go to make up a set of shared mindsets that underpin how things get done around here. These mindsets, in turn, spawn a myriad of predictable behaviors. That's why mindsets are the highest leverage point for management, time, and energy. Shifting mindsets is a gradual process. You need to understand your performance and health inspirations, the state of your health, and what your employees really care about. It is important to note, though, that the shifts don't always have to be from one mindset to another. For many organizations, the choice is not either or, but both and. This is especially true for those aiming for a good to great transition, rather than a turnaround. Instead of losing the benefit of existing mindsets, they need to build on them to take the organization to the next level. 3. Architect. To make the transformation manageable, you'll need to break it down into a portfolio of change initiatives. Identifying the right set of initiatives is not always straightforward. Again, there is a close analogy with human health. When you feel ill and visit your doctor, he or she will ask you about your symptoms, conduct an examination, eliminate possibilities, and if necessary, use tests to form a judgment on your disease or condition, the course it will take, and the treatment most likely to prove effective. The portfolio of initiatives. To help companies devise a holistic set of actions to meet their performance goals, we've developed an approach that we call the portfolio of initiatives. To follow it, organizations develop a list of potential initiatives to take them and then plot them on a grid with two axes, time and familiarity. The grid they produce will reveal at a glance whether the initiatives are balanced or unbalanced. The time axis helps ensure that the portfolio is balanced between efforts that meet current earnings expectations, efforts that yield medium-term impact, and efforts that create long-term value. The familiarity axis ensures that the portfolio isn't biased towards big bets on the future, on the one hand, or incremental improvements that stay too close to the core, on the other. The value creation potential of each initiative is denoted by the size of the circles plotted on the grid. A portfolio of initiatives should embody all the actions that your organization needs to take to meet your medium-term performance aspirations. That means looking at all the main levelers available to improve performance. The influence model. Once you've decided on the vital few shifts in mindset that you need to make to achieve your performance and health aspirations, your next priority is to devise a set of interventions to influence them. The key to influencing mindsets lies in making meaningful changes to the context in which people work. At the climax of the football game, you leap to your feet, yelling and waving. You haven't changed, but the context has, and so has your mindset about the behavior that's appropriate for expressing your appreciation and enjoyment. To help leaders shift employee mindset on a wide scale, we have identified four major levelers: a compelling story, reinforcement mechanisms, skills required for change, role modeling. 4. Act. At this stage in your transformation, the distinction between the things you do to improve your performance and the things you do to improve your health starts to blur. Performance initiatives are engineered to promote health as well. Your program management office supports activities on every front across the entire effort. Monitoring and review take place for health as well as performance. This breaking down of boundaries means that employees experience implementation as one seamless integrated program. Which elements we classify as performance and which as health becomes a matter of emphasis rather than substance. This is all to the good. Programs, whereas the sharp divide between the two, are far less likely to succeed. Delivery model. The best way to implement initiatives in a transformation is through a three-phase approach: test, learn, and scale up. When you try out a prototype in a pilot location, you can learn from it and refine your approach before you start rolling it out more widely. If things go well, successes can be replicated elsewhere. If things go awry, you can confine mistakes to a small area and limit any damage. Early results also help to build people's appetite for change, smoothing the way for full-scale implementation. 5. Advance. How do you make the transition from the intensive work and constant upheaval of a transformation to a period of continuous improvement? You do it by focusing on two things: ensuring that continuous improvement is hardwired into your organization, and leading from the core of self-mastery and ongoing learning. Continuous improvement infrastructure. Building the capacity for continuous improvement is a task that requires as much energy and focus as any other stage in a transformation. Here, the organization will need to take specific steps to put a continuous improvement infrastructure in place. This comprises four main elements. 1. Putting in place systems for sharing knowledge, and best practice ensures that relevant improvements in one area are quickly adopted across the organization. 2. Developing processes to identify and capture opportunities for improvement enables employees at any level to change things for the better. 3. Adopting methods to facilitate continuous learning gives an organization a chance to pause, step back, and take stock of what's working, what isn't, what it means, and what to do about it. 4. Having dedicated expertise enables organizations to ensure that continuous improvement gets the attention it deserves. The key to success is to ensure that all the elements are thoroughly designed and mutually reinforcing. Centered leadership. Creating a continuous improved infrastructure lays the foundation for ongoing performance. The core requirement here is the right kind of leadership. It's partly a matter of mindsets as well. Putting the right mindsets together with the right leadership competencies is what breathes life into an organization's continuous improvement infrastructure. We refer to these right mindsets and competencies as centered leadership. The centered leadership model comprises 5 elements, which, when combined, give leaders the resilience and emotional capacity to continuously improve themselves as they continuously improve their organization. 1. Meaning. 2. Framing. 3. Connecting. 4. Engaging. 5. Energizing.